Hello, and welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. I'm Steve Ashley, and today I'm featuring music recorded in Fox theatres across the USA. Considering that it was a massive theatre chain in the 1920s, there are remarkably few recordings in existence. I'll open with a track by one of the great characters of this music, Stan Kahn, playing the Willet, say, in the Fox St. Louis, where he was the house organist for so many years. I'm beginning to see the light. The late Stan Kahn, who was also known for his amazing vacuum cleaner collection on American late-night TV shows. The premier and most foolish Fox House was in San Francisco, 4,651 seats of opulent luxury, which opened in 1929 and was never a financial success. It closed in 1963 and was demolished, but not before some amazing recordings were made by Fantasy Records. This is one of the last resident artists at the Fox, Tiny James, with the waltz composed in 1919 on Miami Shore, about as good as it gets in showing off the amazing lush acoustic. Thank you. Fortunately, the Fox Wurlitzer was rescued by Frank Lenterman, an ex-US politician and organist, and installed in his home in Los Angeles. It was subsequently purchased by Disney and installed in the flagship theatre, the El Capitan, on Hollywood Boulevard. Microphone placing is everything, of course, as you'll hear on the much closer miking of this George Wright track, Then I'll Be Happy. Then I'll Be Happy, recorded for the Hi-Fi label owned by Richard Vaughan in 1959. There were five massive theatres in the Fox chain. The San Francisco and Brooklyn Foxes are gone, while the Detroit, St. Louis and Atlanta auditoriums are still operating, although as performing arts centres, not movie palaces. The 4,665-seat Atlanta Fox was built by the Shriners in a Moorish design, designed to be their temple, but the building went over budget and was leased to William Fox in 1929. The theatre was equipped with a lavish Moller theatre pipe organ, possibly the finest the company ever built. From a concert in 2004, this is Richard Hills and a medley from the 1933 Ginger Rogers film Sitting Pretty. Thank you. Good morning, Glory. Such a comfort to me. Did you ever see a dream walking? And closing with a reprise of Good Morning, Glory. Music by Matt Gordon and Harry Revel from Sitting Pretty. Fox Theatre in Oakland, California contains a mere 2,800 seats and was for many years derelict. My wife and I managed to look inside the auditorium before the 2009 restoration, and it was indeed in a very sorry state. It originally had a Wurlitzer under half the size of the Big Foxes, which was rarely recorded. Here, though, is a concert track by Floyd Wright, no relation to George, taped in 1959. Paul Butterfly. The Fox Theatre in San Diego opened in 1929 with over 2,800 seats, but these were reduced to 2,248 during the recent restoration, and it's now known as Copley Hall, the home of the San Diego Symphony. This arrangement of the theme from the 1956 film Westward Ho! The Wagons was recorded on its Robert Morton organ in 1977 for an LP by veteran silent movie organist Gaylord Carter. We'll be right back. back to the Big Fox Theatres, this time to Detroit, with Lawrence Hart and Richard Rodgers' You Are Too Beautiful, from the 1932 Al Jolson film Hallelujah, I'm a Bum. That was Raymond Shelley, a track from his first and seemingly only theatre pipe album, released by Columbia in 1961. Reginald Fort also recorded some tracks on the Detroit Fox Wurlitzer for Emery Cook's pioneering record label, one of the first to produce stereo long-playing albums. The Continental, a song introduced in the 1934 Astaire Rogers musical The Gay Divorcee, was recorded by Fort in 1952 and reissued by Cook Labs on several occasions. To close this Fox Theatres feature on Hot Pipes, I'm going back to the Fox Atlanta's Moller, and to a track by Bob Van Kamp, who was the theatre's house organist from 1963 through to his retirement in 1987. George and Ira Gershwin's Oh, Lady Be Good dates from 1967. Thank you. The title music from the Gershwins' 1924 stage musical Lady Be Good, Bob Van Kamp and the incomparable Moller in the Fox Atlanta, the first American theatre organ that I heard in the flesh in 1978. My skin still tingles at the memory of wallowing in that fabulous sound. Tingling or not, it's time for me to go. Until next time, this is goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.